Excuse me one second. This morning's reading is once again from the prophecy of the New Covenant. The Spirit is strong in the human race, and revealed religions have continued to come forth under the influence of God and the powers of light. Nevertheless, the materialistic intentions of the races of the earth, under the influence of evil and the powers of darkness, have succeeded in overcoming the good done by holy ones, with the result that in the latter stages of an aged earth, only a few remain to struggle against those evil powers. And with corruption of the sun, a new and final revolution of the elements has been caused to mount. God has foreordained the appearance of his image and word in the last age of the earth, together with a transformation of the sun. God has willed the establishment of a new covenant with a regenerated people brought out of all of the races of the earth for their salvation. The peoples of the earth have been an uncaring race, indifferent to their spiritual destiny, which is gained by good spiritual action and character, as taught by high religion, not by a love of life or adherence to good human action or character, as taught by the secular or earthly religions. The peoples of the earth are not aware of the power of the Spirit to do good or evil, that accordingly the sun registers the effects of serving the powers of light or darkness in the very forces that maintain the universe. If the peoples of the earth were to realize this, they would turn from the ways of ignorance and submission to dark powers to embrace the image and word of God's presence and serve them with all of their might. God would that all peoples break the hold of darkness, the power responsible for their descent into matter, a condition that binds them to suffering, pain, old age, and death, in a never-ending separation from God, which leads to the eventual end of the races and their world. In these end times come upon the world, ruled by secular powers, the races play a deadly game of unending strife, war, and instability that compounds the interplay of cosmic and solar forces and aggravates the revolution of the elements of the world with which they are involved. If the races but knew that the state of material existence is an illusion, a dream with no real existence of its own, as evidenced by the condition of death that terminates life and reality, which is brought on by the absence of authentic spiritual life sustained by God and the creative powers of light, humankind would recognize God and place their trust in him. For God is light, and he would help and assist the human race to grow into a true realization of the Spirit as a real world where life never ends. Spiritual life must begin with acceptance of order and by a turning away from disorder. This can only be realized by means of the image and the word over a period of spiritual evolution and return to this true state of life. As a person's life nears its material end, and the principal source of reality, the body and mind, fades, the spirit glimmers as if touched by the light of another world. It is too late. The spirit has grown old like the body, and it is not able to channel the creative powers and forces of light that reach out to touch it. If the human race could attain this realization while the spirit is still young and vibrant, humankind would see that another world does exist, and their spirits would shine brightly. God extends the means by which humans everywhere may experience true life, which he has given as a gift. That true life has its beginning in the spiritual sun, which is the gateway to another world. That world is a source of light that reaches out to touch a dying world with its races. God has appeared to father a system of spiritual regeneration from out of the sun. The races have a right to life and a right to know of this teaching. God wills that they begin their evolution back to the Godhead, whence they evolved. It begins on earth in their present material form. It will lead them on to the sun and beyond to the stars and other worlds which they cannot presently comprehend because of their magnitude and dimension. It is the destiny of the human race to inherit eternal life, for they are heirs to the divine world made without blemish that God gave them in the beginning of the creation. But if the human family is to be worthy of this inheritance, it must first rid the creation of all evil and put down the powers of darkness forever. This requires a knowledge of the divine and an access to the powers of light. By living the way under the spiritual sun, the spirit of light is regenerated into a living soul, an angel of God made as his likeness and thought. Humanity's evolution back to the Godhead is possible only by application of the human spirit within the creative powers of God. It is not possible by human efforts within secular institutions. The evolved spirit, by its use of creative powers under the law and in community, is capable of changing the world, for spirit is more powerful than matter. God's chosen people are always those created in his image, those reborn in spirit, never those of the earth, for God speaks not to matter. This is the way of the law. It was the same during the ministry of Jesus, and it is the same in this ministry, given afresh under the new covenant of the second advent. Some would believe that God is separated from the world and is inapproachable by its peoples. Others would propound that priests are intercessors, God being gained only through them or through the doctrines they claim to represent. There are those who would claim that God sends messiahs to atone for the sins of man. Still others would elevate those messiahs to the Godhead, claiming them to be God, and therefore that they should be worshipped. I say unto you that God alone should be the object of adoration. God alone is Redeemer, Savior, Restorer, Creator. He has revealed his divine presence to the world as the image of himself, a great light that is the true intercessor, the sole means of approaching him. Within that great light is found God's intelligible thought, which communicates with the sentient soul, giving it a sense of consciousness and empowering it with perception, remembrance, comprehension, and judgment of divine creation as contrasted with mental reasoning and the sensory perception of the physical organism by which the material world is experienced. The way to God within the image and the word manifest in this second advent of his appearance is of supreme consequence to the human family. God's messengers make divine proclamations. They herald his thearchy in effect from the seat of his sovereignty. They announce God as the light of the world, who intercedes in world affairs by his visible immaculacy and incarnation, first in the image and the word, thence in the Son. They declare God's imminent return and direct rule over creation by progressive restoration. They are the first to be anointed by God. They are forerunners who signal God's intention to anoint every human being who accepts his gift of salvation and redemption from the world of matter. They are the sons and the daughters of man. They are the sons and the daughters of God, obedient to their Father in heaven, consubstantial in the image and the word by which they are made eternal. With God's appearance in the spiritual Son, the human species has access to creative powers. These powers, when put to use by the Spirit, allow humans to transcend the material universe, which is undergoing change, and to penetrate the spiritual universe. As the material Sun that supports all biological life feeds the brain and nervous system, so the spiritual Sun supports all spiritual life and feeds the Spirit and its conscious life. Man is more than a biological species in contact with mutable life forces. He is the bearer of the human spirit, and the spirit has potential to communicate with divine intelligence, which shapes and molds spiritual consciousness. If the human species on the individual and collective levels is to survive the changes occurring in the world and cosmos, it must transcend its own mortality by a slow process of genetic change, possible through exposure to and control over physical energies emitted from the sun. In this way, and while at the same time emerging as a new spiritual species under the influence of the light from the spiritual sun, will the human species be able to break away from traditional social and religious customs that have shaped and enslaved it to environmental conditions now mutating. Only by these means will the race and the world be restored. We will now have the blessings.